New GP surgery plan must be unblocked, says MP. The delayed opening of a new GP surgery in Didcot has prompted the town's MP to call for Health Secretary Wes Streeting to intervene. Didcot and Wantage MP Ollie Glover has urged Mr. Streeting to unblock the new surgery at the Great Western Park Estate to benefit thousands of patients. After raising the issue in Parliament, Mr. Glover secured a commitment from the Secretary of State to find out what's gone wrong. Mr. Glover explained Great Western Park has added more than 3,000 homes to Didcot, with Valley Park under construction adding over 4,000 more. But the GP surgery promised in 2008 remains an empty patch of land, and existing primary care services are struggling to cope with the increasing demand for appointments. Despite the council having granted planning permission, Woodland Surgery being prepared to run the new facility, and the Integrated Care Board, that's ICB, supporting the case for one, progress now seems to be stalled with NHS England. Mr. Glover asked, does the minister agree that ICBs should have the authority to direct primary care investment, and will he meet with me to help unblock the new surgery? In response, Wes Streeting, MP, explained that ICBs are responsible for planning and securing GP services in line with population growth through delegated responsibility from NHS England. Mr. Streeting said, I can understand this frustration and his constituents, so let me find out what's gone wrong and come back to him. Commenting after the exchange, Mr. Glover MP said, I was glad to have the opportunity to raise the Great Western Park GP surgery directly with the Secretary of State. The project seems to be stalled somewhere between the ICB and NHS England, so we now wait to see whether Wes Streeting can get to the bottom of the holdup. People living in Didcot and the surrounding villages are desperate for the new surgery to ensure they can see a doctor when they need to. I will continue to push for this surgery to be built and operational as soon as possible. The 3,300-home Great Western Park Estate is expected to be completed in 2026. Berthea Thomas, leader of Vale of White Horse District Council, said earlier, Great Western Park and the surrounding area have had to suffer without proper GP services for far too long. We've been doing everything we can for years to help the relevant partner organisations overcome the barriers they've been facing to bring the much-needed health centre forward. Now, planning permission has been granted. I would like to see some positive progress to deliver the health centre very soon.